Thank you for listening to this edition of The Call of the Day. Remember that you can hear me, Dr. Laura, live every weekday on Sirius XM Stars Channel 109. Linda, welcome to the program.
Hi, Dr. Laura.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
I've been listening to you since September, and so has my boyfriend. He's been listening to you for a lot longer. We've been in a relationship for 10 months, and he's a wonderful, caring man that I adore.
And how old is he?
He's 46, and I'm 53.
And you're 53?
Yes.
Got yourself a young stud, did you?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
We are having a problem in our sexual relationship that we've been trying to resolve, and it's led us into another problem, so I'll give you the background first. He has a smaller-than-average member, which is 3.5 inches.
Mm.
And I've been unable to get full satisfaction sexually like I want, and it's a concern for both of us. We want to try an erectile dysfunction drug like Viagra or Cialis in conjunction with a sexual aid to help him maintain an erection so that I can achieve satisfaction. And
okay, are we talking about size or duration of erection, or both?
Well, both, because the aid that we would be using lengthens and adds size and diameter, but it also decreases his sensitivity to maintain an erection. So we think that with using Viagra that we may be able to achieve what we need. But that's not really the problem that we have. It's led to a more serious issue.
What is the more serious issue?
Well, okay, the more serious issue is that I, in trying to get this drug, I approached my best friend, whose husband is older, hoping they might be willing to let us borrow a few pills to see if it would work before we went through the expense of doctor visits and all that. And over the last 10 months of this relationship with my boyfriend, I've shared other issues and details of our relationship with her. When I approached my best friend to have a heart-to-heart talk about this, I told her all the details, including the size of his anatomy. And I know I breached the confidentiality that I should have with him that should be private, and by divulging all the personal details, because I really put my friendship with her ahead of him by doing that. And over the last 10 months, in some ways, I feel like I've done that as well. I mean, there are things that I probably should have kept to myself. I have a big mouth. And
well,
I told him what I did.
Oh, you told him.
I did. And, of course, he's very upset. He feels betrayed. But most importantly, he thinks it might have destroyed our future because he wants to know that he can trust me implicitly. I've apologized, but I want to know how to repair this with him because he's a wonderful man, and I think that if there's any way that he can find it in his heart to do that, he would. But I know what I've done is wrong, and I know that I can't do it again, but I don't know how to make this better. I've apologized to him. I've listened to your show where you actually went through all the four steps of an apology, and I've had to use it before. So I'm aware of that, and I accept responsibility for what I did. I wanted to maintain that friendship with her that women have, and I think his concern is that...
No, the really stupid part was telling him you did it.
I know, but
on the stupid chart, that was on top.
Okay,
he didn't have to know that. You already knew you did something wrong, so you don't repeat it. But to tell him that other people are looking at him now and seeing he has a tiny little wiener is, I don't know how you come back from that. Because now he knows that they're looking at him that way.
I understand.
So I don't know how you repair that. I guess you're going to have to wait and see if he can take the leap over it. You've done your part in apologizing. Now you have to wait.
Okay. I understand that. I understand how much I've betrayed him.
Well, you've embarrassed the hell out of him. It's worse than the betrayal.
Yeah,
he's embarrassed. I mean, guys are very big on how little or big their penises are. So this is a public embarrassment. So we have yet to see. I doubt you'll be doing double dating with that couple. That would not be fun for him.
No, I understand.
With your girlfriend sitting there trying not to smile. So you'll have to wait. There's nothing you can do to fix it. You have to wait. Some things can't be fixed. We have to see what he's going to do with it.
I understand. Thank you very much.
Wait it out.
Okay.
All right. Sorry. Thank you for listening to this edition of The Call of the Day. You can hear every call I take on the Dr. Laura program, Monday through Friday on SiriusXM Stars Channel 109 from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Time.